Kellogg, 1904. Portion of a letter to Dr. Kellogg, about 1904. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3, 8 to 10. Everything that God could do was done, and the Lord pronounced all the works of his hands good. He rested from all his work which he created and made. The Lord gave the Sabbath to man to be kept holy. He sanctified the day of his rest as the sign designating the people of God from all people and nations. Now we are to take our position, and if you will come to God repenting, then the Lord will strengthen and bless and make his name to be magnified in your walking in the truth. These scientific studies have been a snare to you. The Word of God is to be your counselor and your guide. I have an intense interest that you will recover yourself, and that all the power of Satan's working will be forever broken. Be assured that never, never will those who are Seventh-day Adventists come into harmony with your philosophy or your science. You may lose your soul, and certainly will, if you remain where you are. But if you will seek the Lord and walk humbly before him, his grace will come to you. But when I know the track you have been going over, I am instructed to say to you that you yourself and all who sustain you will be found leavened with the specious ideas and interpretations against which I am to lift my voice of warning. Your putting your mind to research of science is dangerous business, and there is not any warning too strong to be given to withhold you from this field you have entered. I tell you the truth, that if you keep on in the course you have been pursuing for years in research in so-called science, you will lose your soul. This is the testimony I have borne and shall bear to the end, because I know the outcome. Say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Ezekiel 28, verse 2. You have not heeded the words of warning given. Leave these spiritualistic problems and cut loose from the influences you have so long been under to carry things according to your mind.